going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are honored to be joined by a man that was involved in one of the greatest plays in Burgundy and Gold history, involved against the Dallas Cowboys, that involved a brutal sack, forced fumble, scoop, score, touchdown. And he's brought to us, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, Mac the Sack McGee. Tony, welcome home, man. What was your reaction when you heard that the Burgundy and Gold are going back home?
Oh, man, that made me feel so good. Feel like they'll be back home. And then you'll have the fans back where they need to be. Can you ever forget, Doc, when you used to come down a little tunnel and the fans are right there and you come up out of the tunnel and then you walk across the field and all the stands are shaking and everybody is family, no matter what, win or lose. You still had that good feeling out there. Man, to bring that back with the organization that's here now, it's going to be good times again, Doc.
But, Tony, you bring such a unique perspective because not only did you earn your championship stripes there, but you also, with a uniform cop there, for many, many moons, you paraded both sidelines. What do you expect? What do you look for in a new stadium in D.C.?
Well, you're talking about the stadium actually itself.
You
see so many different stadiums, and what you'll see probably in knowing the individuals that's putting it together, it's going to be a first-class facility, and it's going to make it where you have no bad seats. And then you're always going to have an area that for the special individuals. You know, like you go in, Doc, you know where they at. Have all the celebrities there. They have that area for you. But most of all, it'll be the contour of the field that it be good. It won't have no bad areas. It'll probably be a mixture of some kind of grass or artificial grass. But at the same time, the new stadium now, and they have to be open. And they're always tremendous. And I tell you what, it will not be like the old RFK, but wouldn't it be nice if they left a little section down in the right-hand area where they had some bleachers there people could jump on. We could bring it back that way.
Oh, so you want to have a bleacher area?
Yeah. For those old guys. Now, Doc, you know what? You're not in my age limit yet. But see,
not
yet. You started getting older. Oh, don't be saying not yet again. I mean, like you said, when the tail guy called the fan, won't be long now. But at the same thing, you know, when you get older, you like to see something come back. And that's what a lot of fans are going to want to see come back at RFK Stadium, because the memories will always be of what was there, not what's going to be there.
Talking with Super Bowl XVII champion Tony McGee here. And, you know, you're talking about these memories playing at RFK Stadium, of course, winning a Super Bowl with the Redskins back then while playing there. What about those environments were so special? And how much, like, how different would you say just from watching the team play at FedEx Field for the past 25 years? What makes it so different from what they've had going on?
It looked like they were never at home. It looked like they was always on the road. It looked like they never had easy as they should at home. It looked like the stadium wasn't really built for them, and they didn't never really feel it. It looked like the fans weren't as happy with it. It looked like it was always something going on to keep the individuals at an uprise, but it never produced. And that's what you have to look at that stadium. Beautiful facility, but what did it bring? How many championships did we get out of that stadium? How many playoffs did we get out of that stadium? How many new fan bases? By the time we leave that stadium, not now because they're playing so well, it was going to be, if it had been a couple of years ago, it was going to be more fans from other teams disappointing than us. So now I'm looking back for it to be whatever, burgundy and gold, black, or whatever, to be in the stands, to be back out there, for people to root for, to look for families, to be in the neighborhoods, to go out and act like you're part of the neighborhood and they're part of you. That's what we had back then. If you can recapture that, I tell you what, it's going to be good times again.
Yeah, because I feel like that we have got to also unify the divide and come to grips with the Commanders. Because mm-hmm. I sense that there is a divide. And this team has moved forward. They are creating a unity. And you see down there with the Dirty Birds, you've worked in the Atlanta's new stadium, so you sense this. Am I reading this right? Do you sense a disconnect and something that we as fans, everybody has got to come together to create a unity?
In other words, what you're saying, you can't have half Commanders and half Redskins.
Yeah.
And you're so true on that.
If you want to be a super force.
Exactly, because something people always look back to, they're not looking back at Commanders, they're looking back at Redskins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you wish there were some kind of way, but with the social and the environment now, it's not really conducive to doing it. But you wish it were some kind of way you could bring that name back. I mean, it was more things to worry about than the name. It was hunger and alcoholism and stuff going on in different places rather than worrying about a name. But at the same time, that would happen. And you're right. They always feel like we're the Commanders. Well, you know, they can be that way, but how many trophies do they have?
Yeah, there's some work to be done, and together, mm-hmm. and working
exactly.
on it. And I think this new stadium, which is a little bit down the road, but hopefully we're working towards being one and as a unified force. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. The Eagles are building something that is no joke. And we got to knock that down. And mm-hmm. that happens by building our base so that our base is impenetrable. And by the time all this comes together, so we got a whole bunch going on. But I appreciate you sharing with us this because you have a unique perspective because you've been in New England. You've seen the league. You work with the league, and you get a feel for it. But there was nothing like some of the moments that were created at RFK. And I hope when that ground is broken, when all this happens, that we get a chance to walk on this new field and embrace arm in arm and to kick that thing off the right way.
That'd be so nice, and I hope that gets back to whomever it should. And, you know, you're exactly right about that because, you know, we have a lot of good feelings and everything about what we did in the past, but it's what it is. It is the past. So you want the past and the future to be one of the same. You want the thought process. When they say
yes.
Commanders, we want them to feel like they're talking about the real Redskins.
That's right.
What
one
we,
united
that's what we
force.
We got work to do. But you know what? You do that with the fans. You do that with people such as ourselves. And you do that with everything you can in the community. It'll work out. It'll work out to this when they think like they. And you're so right with that thought process, Doc, because they do look at it different. But you have to understand, I guess, when you said, when you were doing the introduction, you said 25 years. So you never think about that till you actually hear that. But at the same time, they started doing that by winning. They've been turning this team into a winning team. A lot of people thought, what did they get rid of these players for? They knew exactly what they were doing. So this is a great organization. And I tell you what, they're going to turn it around. And no matter what, if they do involve Redskins fans or not, this is going to be a good organization. I look at their draft, and they go out to every position that they need, and they not only get a guy, they get a guy that even if he can't play, you'll be afraid of. They got three, four guys that run 4-3 and a big offensive tackle. Come on now. That's what we're talking about.
That's
and they're putting that thing together. You know what yourself, Doc. Now, the best 40 I've ever seen was Darryl Green. He ran a 4.27, and I've seen that. Here they got four guys that run like 4.3, 4.38, 4.35, 4.33. Look here. They bought in guys, even if they just put on the uniform, some guys on the other side of the ball are going to be afraid of them. You know, it's going to be
they got a plan. They got a plan. Mac the Sack, we appreciate you, dog. Can't wait to see you again.
No question. Won't be long.
All right. Appreciate that. Going to break. When we come back. We'll light it up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What's on your mind? How close are we to making this a reality? Want to hear from you right back here on The Fan in a moment.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We're lit up here on the MGM National Listener Line. We go out to Fredericksburg to get things started off with Tyler. All right, Tyler. You like what you're hearing? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You in?
Hey, Doc. So, I'm thrilled to hear that the deal's done and it's about done to bring the team back home to D.C. But I'm kind of glad what Tony has said, because he kind of took the words out of my mouth earlier. Mm-hmm. I hear all these different changes that they're going to make with the stadium and whatnot, but I don't think I haven't heard any news reports or anyone ask this question to Josh Harrison. You know, are they to really make it to really give that original feel of RFK? Are they going to bring back the bouncing bleachers? You know, I feel like that was such a staple of RFK that, you know, it would be kind of sad not to do it. And I wasn't even sure if anyone ever even bent the question to him at some point today or hopefully here soon. I mean, of course we got plenty of time, till that stadium gets built, but at least, you know, put that bug in his ear and it's like, hey, you know, I feel like this would be a good idea, and especially for the old folks, you know, who used to go there, but it gives them something to really look forward to, especially for the younger folks.
Yeah, I knew that was baseball related because of, you know, it had dual purpose. I'm not a builder, but it's a good question. We'll kick that around. I don't know who would want to be under it, but that is something we can ask about. No doubt about it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I guess all right, the Tyler. Other thing I would comment on, though, is basically what you had said about hopefully bringing the team together, you know, the Redskins and the Commanders. The big thing, Doc, about that is, believe me, I'm 30, you know, and I grew up watching the Redskins, and I still think today the Commander's name is kind of lame. But they're going to have to try to find some sort of common ground for the both franchises to really to coexist, in other words. You know, something's got to happen that Josh Harrison company has got to do.
So you're that strong about it. They almost went to the Super Bowl. You're that strong about it.
Even though, believe me, I'm still behind my team no matter what. But from the other fans that I've spoken to over the years, everyone still wants some sort of remembrance of that name.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, I get it. Be you. But we do eventually. All I'm saying is that I wore the colors and have a great deal of pride with that. But in order to compete with our foes, our division and stuff, we are splintered. And it's not going to get it done being splintered when the forces we have to deal with are united. Just keep that in mind.
I agree.
Because it's just not fair to these kids that are busting their behinds and selling out. Just keep that in mind. And I wore it and loved it to death and represent the hell out of it. But I'm saying at some point, we're going to have to ask ourselves, are we asking these kids to fight for us, and are we going to fight for them? Appreciate your phone call, Tyler. Chris in Damascus, welcome home.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Hey, look, all due respect to everything, there's nothing that will top bringing baseball back to Washington. Whoever was responsible for that, couldn't mm-hmm. tell you. But that's, you know me, I'm a baseball dude. But there's nothing but John Thompson in Georgetown. I was born there, bro. I was born in Georgetown Hospital. Anyway, but you guys, you the football team, you got this. I heard you throwing shade on. I heard you Thursday night. I heard you. I love you. I miss you. I don't know who's in charge of this radio, but you, I'm rocking with you. I think we got it cooking. I'm trusting in the operation. I'm trusting you. We need more Doc Walker on the air. And I think you feel me, if I'm not mistaken. And we've got a little bit. After we got done spanking the Dodgers, we kind of did a little bit spanking on the Mets. So, I don't know, anything, whatever you want to say, bro, but I'm listening to you.
Well, today we lost, you know, we split with the Mets. The Curly W's, the progress is good. And again, I just want us all to win. I want all of our teams to be in the winner's circle. And love what the Capitals are doing. I just want them to finish.
Oh, yeah, the Caps. And yeah. You know, the stadium stuff is weird, Doc. You know, I got one more. I'm sorry, Doc, to interrupt you. Was Riggo on the dais?
Yeah.
Was Riggo up there?
I heard Riggo was there. I heard Riggo was there today, yeah. And that's awesome.
You heard it. You didn't run it. You didn't make a point. Y'all didn't hook up?
No, I was not there.
Well, Doc, we got to get something.
Hey, Chris, say goodbye. Yeah. Carlos, Silver Spring, you're next. Where do you stand? You in?
Sorry, I was muted. Sorry. No, I'm in, man. I love the idea of the stadium. I'm with you also. I want them to, you know, enclose it. I just would want it to be a retractable roof, you know, having days where, you know, we can enjoy the sun a little bit, you know, closing it when it's cold. I'm with you on bringing the WrestleMania, bringing the Final Four, bringing those types of events to D.C. I didn't get to go to RFK for football, but I went there for a couple of baseball games for the Nats. And just I love the ability to actually be Metro accessible, not being taking the Metro and then taking the and not taking a 20-minute bus ride. That's not Metro accessible to me. I'm happy. I'm excited. I guess my next thing is, and I heard that, you know, you want to, you know, stick with the name, but I need to go back to my.
You know what I'm saying? We got to come to. We got to at some point. We're gonna have to figure this thing out and give our kids 100% support.
Oh no! I love my boys through and through, man. To see what they did this season, to almost make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm 35. So, you know, I was alive when we won those Super Bowls, but I wasn't old enough to remember them. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm just proud of everything that's happening right now.
Yeah, me too. Because I tell you what, that 30 years of being that black hole and following the clown show, that was horrible. I don't care what they were called. That just, to me, if you can live with Lou, I just can't do that. Those of you that can wallow in that, I can't do that.
Yeah. One last
thing. The idea of getting your ass kicked every week and being satisfied with that is unacceptable by my standards.
Yes, sir.
It's just so, I mean, we had people in this town that supported us when we went 0-5. They were still at that airport 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. They were out there. This is the absolute best fan base on the planet. But it can't be that way divided. And then we'll allow these clowns to come in and invade our stadium. And we're going to have a new place and have the Eagle fans overrun it and have the Giant fans and them rotten Cowboy people come in here. That's what I'm saying. That will happen if you let the fan base erode and you're not collectively together. You're not a united force. So somehow, some way, we're bringing back uniforms, when we decide on this deal, that is going to be next. If you get this thing, if you bite the hand that feeds you, eventually you're going to be running around with one arm. And then you're not going to beat anybody. Appreciate the phone call. To break, we go. And when we come back, we just keep playing the hits and keep banging it out for you. My old teammate, Donnie Warren, a guy who is 3-time Super Bowl champion, is going to join us. Can't wait to get his feelings on what it's like to return to RFK Stadium. Stay with us. Boy, the Rude Guest Hotline's going to be on fire tonight. The most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV is proud to present my old dog inside the locker room here, Donnie Warren. Dutch, welcome home, and what was your reaction? I mean, you're the dean to a 3-time Super Bowl champion, front office guy, big shot. For you, man, to hear that the Burgundy and Gold is going back home, what was your reaction?
Oh, Doc, first of all, thanks for having me, and it's been awesome. I mean, just to think back at all the glory that we had and the playoff games that we had and the bleachers going up and down. That place was rocking because those fans in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, everybody close, right in there. It was the best. It was the best. I mean, I think back to when, you know, I'd jump in Russ's Funtime van, and we'd go down Constitution Avenue and our before the game, and we had Russ and Joe Jacoby and, you know, Bostic, and we'd be going down Constitution Avenue 3 hours before the game, and we were just excited just seeing monuments, the White House, you know, everything down there, and then right at the end is RFK. And it would be nothing sweeter than to see a brand new freaking stadium right there. So it makes me a little emotional, actually. But, you know, there's in that place also. And I know you're still with me, right?
Yes, brother, I'm with you.
Hey, I mean, in RFK, there's every time we went to the playoffs, the ball bounces a certain way. And I swear to you, and you probably think it too, there's some type of luck or mojo or whatever you want to call it. In that RFK side, I would love them to build that stadium right on that sucker, because it's a lucky place. It's a lucky place. It really is. So
I'm thinking about the last time I went there, and they invited us out to see it, and you're right, it's so emotional to see it like it was beaten up. And to think about how special it was in those locker room moments. I mean, we lost a few games there too, but they were so many great moments. There weren't the locker rooms that, I mean, Your kids played great ball at Tech. Their locker rooms were far greater in terms of modern and bigger, and we didn't always have hot water and all, none of that stuff. And none of that mattered. I mean, none of it mattered. This next place will be like Taj Mahal. I mean, it'll be, you remember those whirlpools you get into like one person?
Yeah,
that is like
you got like one bubble too.
Yeah,
out.
One bubble. Yeah, and none of that mattered. And I think about it. It's just, it's so cool. This whole process when they were talking about Virginia, and nothing against Virginia or Maryland or none of that, but I just hoped that it would end up back there. I knew it wouldn't be in the same place, wouldn't look the same, none of that. Thank God it won't look the same. Thank God it'll be really great. I wanted this young generation to feel some of that vibe, and to feel, I mean, whether it's that seat cushion deal or all those different moments, the Bills game that the guy shouted out and ran his mouth at the Hogs, or the game against the Vikings stop. There were so many moments. And I just, you know, and you got to be in damn near every one of them.
Yep,
and
sir.
I just was wondering, how the hell do you process this? The fact that it could happen again and have a brand new location, you know, close to that. And I just thought you were perfect for this, because I don't know anybody that actually shared damn near every one of those great moments.
Yeah, when you look at what these guys like Josh Harris and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, what they've done over this past year, You know, they got my vote. They're the real enchiladas. They're building it right. And you saw what their first pick was, didn't you, Doc?
Oh, damn. You know what?
It was
you know, a lot of people around this place. You know, they wanted a wide receiver. And so that's why I put – I'm not about telling anybody they're wrong. Because these young people, and they got all these new devices, and they got YouTube, and they've memorized all these things, and God bless them. But to me, dude, I was thrilled because I understand the formula, and you damn sure understand the formula. Young fella here from Maryland, man, any good too? Strober, you love him, man. He's one of us. He got a question for you.
Well, we got into Connor Lee, which is perfect for what I wanted to bring up here. Don, are you on social media at all? Do you go on Twitter?
No.
All right. Well,
no.
It's interesting that you've brought up culture and establishing things of that sort. You guys had it, of course, with the Hogs. You had your hand in the dirt with them. There was the fun bunch. You had all that fun jazz going on with the organization. And, you know, we're starting to get some of that back here in D.C. If you go on Twitter, Doc, you can go look at this. Our first-round draft pick, Connor Lee, his header right now is a picture of the Hogs. What do you think about that?
Sweet. I mean, like him already.
Can you believe that?
That's perfect.
I think this kid's going to be great. Well, I mean,
Hog 3.0.
What you've seen out of the tape from him, I don't know how much tape you've watched of him.
He was none. Why would he?
Trust me, I retired 2 years ago, and I already told Doc, I said, hey, please don't ask me a lot of questions about a lot of
the draft. No, I ask you none, because we got DQ. We got Adam Peters.
Exactly,
we got people.
Exactly. But I know this, that tackle, and I don't even have to watch film. I guarantee you, he's a great athlete. He's got great feet. And he's going to kick some ass.
That's all I need to hear.
Okay.
And you know what, Dutch? Because of their system at Oregon, all kidding aside, and the way this offense runs, you know, and the width, sideline to sideline, it's like Jake, and it's like Silk. He's an athlete, and it's like Lachey, and it's like, you know, Samuels. They're athletic.
Yeah,
these big boys, they can move. They can go. It's not like he's a slobber knocker. He's a dancing bear.
It feel like a ballerina.
That's it. No, Bugle would love him to death. Donnie, I love you, man, and I appreciate you doing
love
this because I knew that you would just this would be hard because it is. The place is so special. You were in every damn moment that would meant something in winning, and you won. And you're an absolute champion and a great father and a parent and a husband. And nothing but love for you. And I hope that we want to see this thing continue to go. And I know you feel like I do. No matter what they're called, no matter what they're wearing, I just want them to win. That's all I give a damn about. I just want them to win. And I think they're in great hands. And I appreciate you sharing time with us tonight. And I hope we can get you back and talk some football once they put the pads on.
Sure. Well, you know, Doc, winning, it cures everything.
Yeah,
and I was lucky enough to be in a lot of winning football games, a ton. So,
you damn sure were. You won them all.
It cures everything, and I think it's back on the right track. I'll leave it at that.
Couldn't agree with you more. That is Donnie Warren, and I'll tell you what, Coach John Thompson said something that really goes, Donnie is simply one of the best. We go to break. We come back. We keep playing the hits for you right here on The Fan. 106.7 The Fan, DOC, and the young Terrapin, Ben Strober. We'll be right back. Oh, the Rude Guest Hotline is on fire tonight. The most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And I had to go way back and get my dog. You know what, Ben? Young fella, when you locker next, your locker mate, it just, you just can't get closer to a man than when half your career, you're naked next to this dude. And my guy is Jeff Bostic. We came into this parking lot together, and I tell you what, he is my road dog. I love this brother. Man, I tell you what, and he is, we're so fortunate to get him because he's sought after, and he made room for us when he heard that the boys are going back to RFK. And Jeffrey, so honored to have you here, and wanted to get your reaction to when you got the word that there's a pretty good chance they're breaking ground and that the return to RFK could be a reality.
I'll tell you what, that would be something special.
You have so many memories there, brother. Have you ever thought what's number one for you, your number one memory in that place?
That was easy. The 1982 NFC Championship game.
Okay.
If you had been sitting in our meeting room with Coach Bugle, he told the offensive line, he said, "We need to play this game with athletic arrogance." And I was like, "Athletic arrogance?" But we got into the game, and we had like a 31-17 lead or something.
Uh-huh.
And we had a TV timeout, and I looked over at Grim, and I said, "What do you think they're going to call?" He said, "I don't know." Well, guess what? Theismann got in the huddle, and he had some different play, and Russ goes, "We're running 50 gut." Well, 50 gut, Grim and I were double-teaming Randy White,
Brunich, yeah.
And Jacoby had the defensive end over there. And
oh, yeah, he talked a lot of trash. He didn't talk long, but, yeah.
He had a lot of smack coming out of him.
Yeah, he talked a lot. And that was before Dash. That's when Dash was in. He limited his conversation. Harvey Martin.
Yep. But that game was just a good old butt kicking to Dallas. They had to get tired of seeing Riggins carrying the ball.
Well, because the change in the play, because all the plays were signaled in. And Ben, you're a young guy. I think you said you were 4 years old at the time, and we had a running back coach who would. They had these signals coming in at the time. This is pre-internet, and Coach Bro would do these signals, and the play would come in, and he called. It was a pass play, and Grim, Bosco, and them said, "Hey, 50 gut." And Theismann, to his credit, and I've gained so much, I haven't had a lot of respect for him, but this took him me over the top with Joe because he went with it. And which meant the ball's going to Riggo and we're going over the left side. And Randy White was a hell of a player. But I think it's one of the reasons why Russ Grimm has that gold jacket now. And we went right at him, and all you could hear was a whole bunch of grunting and growling. And play just, and this went on, I think, what, 5 straight plays.
I think it
and
was
to
7,
Joe
Doc.
Gibbs' credit, he never called timeout and said, "What the heck's going on?" He just rolled with it.
Well, Randy White, you know, he's a great player.
Yeah, he was.
But we did a pretty good job blocking him, and Jacoby was over there on Harvey Martin, and
Too Tall Jones on the other
Too
side
tall
with
Jones
Silk
the other side.
And Mayday
was the inside
and
tackle.
Donnie. Yeah.
But, you know, I would say, why'd you run 50 gut? Well, guess what? They never stopped it.
Yeah, it was that place had a lot of memories. The stands We've had people say that they wanted to, if they put in the stands that are able to move and so that they can shake again. I don't know. I mean, you and your brother are contractors, or you used to be contractors. Is that, you think that's possible?
I don't know. I mean, let me say this. If the fans didn't tear the seats down, I was shocked. I mean, they were stomping on concrete, stomping on the seats.
Yeah.
That place was going crazy.
What are some of the things that you would want to have in the new version of RFK Stadium?
Probably a little bit larger seating capacity than the old RFK.
This is, they're saying 65,000.
Yeah, 65,000 is plenty. But, okay, you know, here's the thing. Our era spoiled the Redskin fans. We go to the Super Bowl in 82. We go to the Super Bowl in 83. We go to the Super Bowl in 87. We go to the Super Bowl in 91. I mean, what else could they ask for?
Been long.
I gotta let my wife in the house, Doc.
Let me tell you what. We appreciate you, man. You dropped some knowledge on us, and you made us feel good. And we thank you for that, brother. None but love for you. Hog for life. And we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Bostic. And we appreciate that. Ben, I hope you learned from this something. That's this young man here. There's nothing like him. Nothing like him. I've never seen a guy hit a moving target. Jeff would come out and pull as a center. And he hit cornerbacks. You know, those are the most elusive guys on the field. And he would hit these guys bullseye. And they couldn't avoid Jeff. And Jeff's about 260 at the time, and he'd knock him out. I've seen him just pinhole guys, and they couldn't get him away. And this is open field.
You want to know what I'm going to do?
Running those hitches.
You want to know what I'm going to do when I get home, Doc?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go watch the tape of all these guys, because if there's one thing I'll never forget was the first time I looked up Route 66 Joe Jacoby's film.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, where do we get a guy like this? We had a guy like this in our franchise doing this every game? Sign me up. I need to see this again.
One of the things that was made, that Donnie made point of about Connolly, we're talking about our tackle, and especially with this current offense and JD5, when your quarterback's that mobile and your line can get out and move around with him, makes a world of difference. This young 20-year-old freak of an athlete that was just drafted here, I know why they were so excited about it. And I know people don't follow Oregon a lot, but you look at the offensive linemen that have come out of Oregon recently and the quarterbacks. But this kid is so athletic. And when you're that young, and the one thing that why, you know, Trent Williams is still in the league, and he's still all pro. And he's in his mid-30s. That's what happens when you get a young 20-year-old that's that big and athletic. And if they love the game and the students of the game, yeah, I mean, it's a huge investment. And if you ever saw Jim Lachey and Chris Samuels and being big is one thing, but being big and athletic is a whole different ballgame, especially when you have a creative offensive coordinator like we do, and you have this unique athlete at quarterback, and your offense is mobile. Your offense is not stuck in the mud. This is not a 70s offense. This offense has flexibility, and you just added a game changer to it. And I don't expect everybody to understand it. You don't have to. But you'll find out when they get the pads on and the people talking about the guy. Everybody gets their ass kicked that plays in this game, a play or two. So, yeah, the guy got run over. Yeah, in a drill, it can happen. But I guarantee you he's got a hell of a lot more that he wins than he loses. But, again, you can't please everyone. That, you know why the NFL is so doggone popular? Because it has people paying attention to it in every facet. People are watching YouTube footage and film and everything, and they're missing playoff games and hockey games and baseball games because they're watching that. God love them. That's why football's number one. We go to break, and we'll charge into the 9 o'clock hour, and I suggest you don't lose your dial because we got more pros that are coming to you that have played in that stadium, RFK. They have so much excitement generated because we're going back home. Stay with us.